Welcome, everyone, to another...
Mother like no other edition of the Hour Bomb.
Wow. Okay, Mr. T.
Hey. We got a sponsor this week.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Okay.
It is sponsored by He's Mom because people got to make money somehow.
Oh. Hey. Hey-o. Anyway, welcome to our special Mother's Day edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, 2013 TV Personality of the Year.
Boo.
Join us... What?
Boo.
Wow. Even
there we go.
The crowd was not doing it.
Yes, thank you. See,
yeah.
Our in-studio crowd appreciates me. Joined as always by my partner in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Masters here. Thank you.
piss off, you wankers. Fuck you guys, too.
Wow,
holy.
They're not liking you this week.
I know.
Well, that's how it works out whenever Halbert controls the sound effects.
Oh, we can do sound effects. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Oh, fuck off.
I tried to cheer
him. Hold on, let's try this again. Hold on. So everyone, stop. Thank you. Hey, can I hear another round of applause for myself? Can we hear that? Thank you. Yes, thank you. And hey, fellas, guess what?
What?
We have a special guest this week. You ready
we
for
do.
It?
We do.
Hey, yo! Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here. Don't say
it. Yeah. I didn't know Kyle Robinson was on the show this week.
Actually, hold on, that's not the right theme.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, hold on.
We had the wrong guest here.
Yes.
That's the Kyle Robinson theme.
Hold on. Now here's our special guest.
Okay.
I believe this is our special guest's favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah, it should be.
I wish I had my camera on. You guys right now.
Disco fever.
Anyway. And our special guest
most
this week,
underrated wrestler of all time.
That's right.
He is. And we're not talking about you, Richard. That's right. We're talking about the one and only Disco Inferno. But our special guest this week is none other than the Bird Dog.
Richard Berghoff.
Bird Dog.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, yeah. That is me.
Hey.
He used to write an article on this website. I say used to because he hasn't wrote an article in like 4 months. But
yeah, I can't remember the last time. Well, we got writer's block. Well, I believe at this point in time it was writer's wet cement that is now hardened into a huge concrete block.
Yes.
So anyway.
Now I'm currently working on my article. I'm getting ideas from everybody, sort of doing like what Paul's doing.
You have never asked me for any ideas.
Yeah, believe it when I see it.
I put something on the page to get everybody's idea.
I don't remember seeing that.
I didn't see it either.
The tough enough question.
Oh, so you're working on an article about the tough enough thing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I mean, hey, you know
I
what?
I thought it was important.
Hey, I like it, you know?
I guess we'll have to talk about that tonight. Jesus Christ, I got a huge fucking list of shit to get through.
Add that to it, I guess.
I guess, goddamn.
Yeah, you
anyway,
gotta get through it.
Let's see. First off, let's see what we got in the chat room.
All right, roll call.
First off, roll call. Before we do roll call here, I just want to apologize. I realized today that I still hadn't gotten last week's show on the air up yet. Sorry, that's what happens when you work like 50 hours in a week. So I will get that up tomorrow, along with tonight's show will be up tomorrow at some point in time.
Yeah, it's a double dose of Hour Bomb for those of you that listen on the download. So.
Yes. So, yes. My apologies. Anyway, so now, who we got in the chat room?
All right, so we got the one, the only, Mark Jones.
Mark, my face has been all over the internet after The Undertaker lost the streak to Brock Lesnar. Jones.
Have you seen the actual t-shirt that Paul posted a thing about the other day that actually looks like it's Mark Jones' face on the t-shirt?
Yes. Yes. Who else we got in the chat room?
We got TWR Jakey.
Did you give him a ball cup?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Jake Mullen.
Eh, ball cup.
We got Mr. 269 Richard.
What? Fuck you.
Do what now?
Mr. Richard, 269.
Hey, ball cup to you.
We got Hooks.
Ball cup.
Oh, we got my favorite guest, Greg Papalopagus.
Ball cup.
We got the Hour Bomb, Big A.
I'll give you a ball cup.
Oh, we have another Mark Jones in the chat.
Holy shit, two Mark Jones.
Double dose.
Yes, hey. It's a double dose of Mark Jones.
All right, ball cup.
It's like Doink the Clowns.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay.
And we also got Montana Man.
Ball cup.
And we got two anonymous users.
Oh, fuck them anonymous users.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. There was one other one I thought I had seen in there before.
Who?
I don't know. I thought his name.
Oh, they're not there now, so fuck them.
Oh, Client to Beat the Streak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Client to Beat the Streak was in here.
Yeah,
yeah, ball cup to him, too.
Hey, Client.
Hey, refresh that real quick, because we just jumped up to 12.
Now it's got a Client to Beat the Streak in there and another anonymous user.
Oh, okay, good. Good, oh. good. Man, hey, we got anyone in Mixlr?
What?
Unless they're on Mixlr. In which case?
Oh, we got a comment over there.
Alrighty, oh.
And we have in the comment.
I'm going to guess Tom
up here. There probably is.
Probably.
No, I think we might have someone else.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's Kyle Robinson.
Kyle!
Bar cupped by Kyle.
The man who wishes he had beaten the streak in WrestleMania, but realizes that Brock Lesnar did it.
Wow, that's an old theme. Hold on. That one's terrible. There we go. This is what I'm looking for.
Yep.
All right, I guess I'll hold this open, too, so I can see he comments over here more.
He needs to join the regular chat.
Yes, he does.
All right, there you go. That's just Kyle Rowe. Hey, Kyle, I don't know if you know this or not, but Brock Lesnar conquered the Undertaker streak at WrestleMania.
We're not going to try to break our record from last week on
Wait,
this,
so. What?
He conquered the Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania 30.
Yes.
You don't say.
No.
You hadn't heard that, Richard?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You know what? I actually thought about for Christmas, if I could refer someone to the WWE Network, that was going to get Kyle a shirt that was the Eat, Sleep, Conquer, Repeat shirt and give it to him as a gift.
That would be funny.
We're close enough to him where we could drive to him and give it to him, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway. So, how the hell have you guys been?
You know, I can't complain. It's been a pretty nice week.
Good. Good.
Yes, it has, actually, for once in a while.
Got my big-ass car.
I'm now.
And yes, you did.
Yeah, I heard that you are delivering pizzas.
No, I'm actually making them.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Even worse.
I thought you had a respectable job.
Hey.
Oh, Mark Jones, you didn't hear us. Brock Lesnar conquered The Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah, if you did, I thought you saw it. Your face has been all over the internet. I don't know if anybody knew that. Mark Jones did.
Yeah, really?
So when you're working in a pizza place, the only cool job working in the pizza place is delivering the pizza. Other than that, I mean, that's just, I could see him delivering pizzas like Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of actually what I pictured.
Yeah, no.
Whatever. You wish you could be as cool as Ricky Bobby.
Anyway.
So,
Heath, how does it go on the mopping of the floors?
Been doing all right.
Good.
Yep.
Kyle saying a Mixlr. I show up to the show tonight, y'all become dicks.
I don't know if that's true, because we were dicks before you showed up.
Yes. Actually.
You know what, Mark Jones, you may not be. You're right. You're not that fat. I'll give that to you. But your face and that guy's face do look remarkably similar.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Basically, he would be your doppelganger. We'll call it that. He'd be your doppelganger.
Nope. Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Jason, how does this show we do work?
I'm not done asking Heath how the floor mopping business was. I mean, it's going good, buddy?
Doing all right, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jakey says that Brock Lesnar rapes pizza boys while his theme plays, and when he shows up, here comes the pain.
Screw you, you.
Wow. All right, anyway.
Jack off.
So here's how the show works. I've got a whole list of shit to get through, and Lord knows I really do. That's the biggest list I think we've had in a long-ass time, because we actually planned out a show. I've got 1 hour of that. 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to try to make it through said list. I haven't been keeping track lately, so I don't know when the last time we won or lost was, so I have no fucking clue. So that's for our first-time listeners. That's information just for you guys. Our normal listeners, hey, welcome back. Glad you're still with us. Don't know if you will be soon. Anyway... You know, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Greg Snuffleupagus out there.
Oh, yeah?
He got his podcasting stuff.
Yeah, it's
sweet.
All
sweet.
And methinks we're going to hear something good out of him. Possibly.
You think so?
Heath's good friend, the Ron's father, maybe? Is that right?
I know that Heath gave him a handy over the weekend.
Oh.
Really?
They call Heath the job father, if you know what I mean.
Oh, anyway.
Not
good. That felt good.
Wow. See what I put up with?
So,
who cares what you put up with?
Yeah, that's one thing.
That's exactly how
we're. I guess it's time to start a show, shall we?
Okay.
Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Richard, hey, Dick, you got anything else?
Not tonight, anyway.
Good. Adrian, you're going to...
Well, Jason, I'm glad that you asked, because I got this... new ring over here.
Oh, a new ring?
Yeah.
Is it my engagement ring?
It is.
Oh, that thing's gaudy.
You gave it to me.
He gave it to you, you sick bastard. Anyway, and I guess... Let's officially get this train wreck underway.
Yes.
All right, let's start... Yeah. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the win.
I want to point out real quick also, Jason,
what?
We got CJ210 in the chat.
Do what?
CJ210 in the chat.
Oh, CJ210 in the chat.
Ah. Ball cup?
There you go. Person. All right. Sorry about that, buddy. So Monday Night Raw. Now, if you didn't listen to last week's show, and there's a lot of people that haven't because I haven't put it up yet, we're changing how the show works. We're not going to go over Monday Night Raw because a good chunk of the show was always taken up by Monday Night Raw, so we're just going to hit a couple big points and then move on. How's that sound, guys?
Sounds fine.
All right. Biggest thing. Boy, this pissed me off. Dean Ambrose forced to defend the U.S. title in a 20-man over-the-top rope battle royal.
That's actually the most questionable title defense I've ever heard of.
Yes. Yeah. How in the hell are you... That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, who in their right fucking mind thought that he was going to be able to retain that title?
I did. I believe in the Shield.
Well, I believe in the Shield, too, but...
I actually thought all three members of the Shield were going to be in it, and one either Roman or Seth were going to win it.
Yeah, I thought that was going to come. That's what I thought was going to happen too.
It was going to come down to the three.
But
of
they,
them.
Yeah, but they seem to have backed away from any tension of the Shield possibly breaking up at all at this point.
Yeah, I have noticed that. It's
at least for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking they might do that come. What's after SummerSlam?
I think if they're going to break up, it's going to start happening at Money in the Bank if more than one of them's in Money in the Bank.
Uh-oh. Kyle might join us.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's no... He might.
are we going to have him on the show?
Yes!
Fantastic. I love it.
Yes.
I love Kyle.
Gosh,
I would love to give him the cock.
I wouldn't, but let's have him join
They call me... Cock Lesnar. All right, I'm done.
Oh, God.
Only you can do that. I can't talk like
yes.
that.
Anyway, so I'm waiting to see if Kyle gets on here. Anyway, but I didn't know what to expect from this. I figured there was only a handful of guys that this would come down to. Dean Ambrose, one of them. Sheamus, one of them. Big Show and Mark Henry.
I thought, actually, that...
Maybe Ziggler, maybe Del Rio.
I thought,
if I remember right, there was like... 8 or 9 former U.S. champs in that thing, too.
Yeah, Kofi was in it.
Santino.
Yeah.
Dolph.
Cody. I believe...
I don't think Cody's won the U.S. title.
I don't think he did either. I want to say, I think at one point, wasn't... Mark Henry, I think, was U.S. champ at one point, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the first title he ever won.
Okay. Yeah, like, half the people in that have been former U.S. champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I had a very good vested interest in this, too.
Oh, do you?
Well, because of our bet. I got Sheamus and Dean Ambrose, and they came down to those two. And it actually worked a little bit better that Sheamus won the damn thing. Oh, I'm kind of getting a little bit tired of the... Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, we got Kyle on the show.
Yes. So, let's go back to the mixer real quick.
Okay.
Let's see.
Shit, how do I turn this off?
Jake, go back to playing MLB, you fat son of a bitch.
I can do both, motherfucker, because I'm a multitasker. Suck all my nuts.
Yes, I love it.
Anyway, so welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you for having me in a random weird state of affairs. I think it's just so you can make fun of me, but whatever.
We would never have you on the show to make fun of you.
Absolutely.
You're a lying motherfucker.
We have a good time when you're on the show with us, so why not, you know?
Kyle, I wouldn't make fun of you.
I don't know who that is. I think, is that Richard?
Yeah, we got Richard on the show, too.
It is.
Hey, hi, Richard.
What's up, Kyle?
All right. So anyway, I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting sick and tired of the Authority storyline.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best thing they're going, but they could figure something else out.
What's wrong with it?
It's the same fucking thing we saw back in 1997, 1998 with, like, Stone Cold and just going up against Vince, and it's old to me.
It's
like the first
though.
few months that we had it was okay, but it's now it's just like, God damn it, I'm fucking tired of it.
It is different than it was back then, man.
It's a lot different. Well, I don't know, like, I had this conversation with Jake, and I like it because it has depth. But at the same time, I see where you guys are coming from. Like, it's literally like a It's literally the same shit consistently.
At least Vince isn't there.
I think Vince would be better.
Well, hang on. Jason, let me make this a clear distinction on this. So, Vince was actively trying to... And he made no bones about it. He was trying to screw over Steve Austin. Like, no, like, hidden agenda there.
Oh, no.
Stephanie is trying to make it look like she's not trying to screw Daniel Bryan while screwing Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
It's like a porn star waiting to happen.
there's a distinction here. It's different.
Not much.
It's not much, but it is different.
It's the same goddamn, you know.
I'm going to enlighten you to a simple fact here.
What, Adrian?
Wrestling is always the same.
I understand that. I was hoping to see it done by now. I was hoping it was going to, you know, fall off after WrestleMania, but.
I got one major difference for you guys.
What?
Austin never ran away from nobody.
Exactly.
Daniel Bryan.
Just saying.
Austin never had his wife with him, though, either. So
he did, too. He beat her in the dressing room. Haven't we went over this?
No. I forgot you were correct. Well, I mean, that's why Austin didn't care, because he was already beating his wife. What did he care if someone else did, too?
Oh, my God. The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the LRM or the TWR network.
I mean, there was a reason Deborah always had a black eye.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but like I said, Vince was believable.
You know, we've gone like a Trump stamp. We've gone like a couple of months without having to throw the disclaimer out there. And you had to ruin it now. On Mother's Day, of all things.
Oh, I mean, that's the best
you
thing
kiss
to
your mother with
though.
That mouth.
Yeah. If you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, please go to...
Don't go to Steve Austin, because he'll just whoop your ass.
Do not call
And don't
us.
Go to Crispin Waugh, either.
Or Superfly.
Or Crispin Waugh.
Yeah.
Oh, really, guys? Come on.
Oh, my God. I heard Owen was against it, but he fell hard for the wrong woman.
Wow.
Oh, Jakey put a link to something here.
Oh, God.
You know, I agree with Hooks. I'm going to put up a new sign down here in the studio.
Okay, I can't hear it.
No, I can't hear it. Oh, we'll check it out later.
Yeah.
We should have a sign up in the studio saying, it has been X amount of days since our last apology of the TWR network.
Yeah.
You should put that on the site, too, just for the hell of it.
If I knew how to do it, I would do it on the site.
Fair enough.
It's very easy to put a counter on the site.
Yeah, I fucking forget. I don't know how to do this kind of stuff.
We can set it up as like, there's this many hours, days since Adrian has offended somebody.
There's a reason I don't have that counter, just so y'all are on the same page.
Kyle doesn't.
I would have to reset that fucker every goddamn week, Adrian.
Well, you're right.
But that's what.
Hey, make it fun. Jake Kyle says, and I quote, or Jake says this, tell Kyle to get his fat ass in the chat.
That means I have to work.
No, you don't have to. Fuck him.
Okay. Anyway.
There's a reason you're on the show and he isn't.
Aw, yeah, fuck you, Jake. Suck my dick.
Oh. He just throws out the suck my dick, eat my ass this.
Yeah, I like him.
I like him. He's a good kid. I like him.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I mean, as long as...
I was going to do that, but my fiance is trying to sleep.
If only he would get behind Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania.
I know.
You know, it took until last Tuesday, but I officially stopped having nightmares of throttling Lesnar in my sleep. So it's okay. I'm getting better.
Now,
that's
good to hear. Now he's having erotic dreams of Brock Lesnar sneaking up behind him. Throttling or something else.
Oh! Here comes the pain, Kyle.
What?
Here comes the pain, Kyle.
Oh, Jake just said you're off the show, Kyle. I'm replacing you with the one and only Shane.
Wow.
That just frees up my Thursdays.
That's okay. We got a spot waiting for you over here on Sundays.
All right, cool. Sundays work better for me because I'm usually fucking up all night anyways. So
Sundays.
Jake.
Sundays. That's where the big boys play.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Anyway, so let's just move on. What else happened on Raw? Oh, yeah, the Daniel Bryan...
running away from Kane.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
did we see this before with Kane and somebody?
Yeah,
that was Zack Ryder.
Hey, fuck you, Greg.
Are we now saying that Zack Ryder is the equivalent of Brie Bella?
An equivalence to Scream, yes.
Yeah. That's about right.
I just, oh god.
Which doesn't
hey,
say
fuck
much.
You, Jake.
Did you see this in the Attitude
fuck
Era with
you,
Kane,
Jake?
Somebody.
No, I don't think they did. They might have, but who the hell knows?
Hey, Craig, what the hell? You're not supposed to turn on us.
Okay, I might have to get in the chat because this looks like I'm missing a whole lot of fun.
You are missing a lot
of fun. It's where the big boys play, and then he's like with themselves, and Jake's like, Sunday, it's with the big boys, like each other's dicks. And then Craig's like, give each other protein facials.
Okay, you got to give them those. Those are pretty good.
No, not bad. Craig's not supposed to turn on us.
I like it. It's fun. You know what? Fuck them. Yeah, they want to be
shit. I just dropped my fucking controller. Shit! I can't pause the goddamn game.
Well, it's because you dropped the controller, you dumbass.
Yeah, it's stupid shit.
That's what I get for trying to fucking multitask. All right.
Do we want to talk anything else about Raw?
Looks Was like we're getting else? A Shield Evolution rematch at Payback.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Oh, hold on.
I've seen that in the Hell in a Cell.
What?
You guys just talk for a second. Hold on.
Oh Jesus!
And if you thought that we've seen the last of Bad News Barrett as champion, well.
I'm afraid of some bad news.
You gotta let me do it, Heath. Can't skip out.
Get that. If you're gonna do it together, get it in sync.
Yeah, and with the same type of accent, preferably. One of you can't sound English, and one of you can't sound like a drunk Irish Englishman.
Which one of us sounded like which?
I don't know.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Okay, yeah, you just sounded like you were about to sodomize a poor child.
Well, that's how Bad News Barrett usually sounds.
You
so it's
did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how Bad News sounds. It's like you're going to sodomize a child. All right, well.
I've got some bad news for you.
That's how I picture whenever Jake comes up on the kangaroo.
Oh, God. Oh. Wow. I agree with Jake, and I don't agree with Jake very often. What the fuck was that accent?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know. At least
drunk,
I don't know.
British, Irish, Mexican combination.
That didn't sound Mexican at all. It sounded more white than Mexican.
Benny Hill meets 300 British style.
There you go. Let's go with that.
There you go.
All right, hold on. Here's what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Monday Night Raw debut of the Exotic Express.
Oh, I love this song.
I throw this out there.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
How can you not like this guy, Heath?
I know. That'd be a lemon.
Oh, the big guy.
That's a big guy.
Especially the way they did his.
Oh, dude. Adam Rose. Don't be a rosebud. Come on.
Oh, no. That hurt my fucking head.
I gotta say, I like the... it looks like I guess we're getting Adam Rose versus Jack Swagger.
I'm okay with this.
I'll take it. Be good.
I know he's.
I've been watching him on NXT, and I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about him.
I want to see
gimmick wise. Ugh.
It makes
I love the gimmick.
It makes me think Austin Powers.
Yes.
See, no, I don't agree.
You don't think that at all?
I can see it, but like the thing is, if you immediately go, it reminds me of Austin Powers, then people don't take him seriously.
Well, we're not supposed to take him seriously.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. But I mean,
seriousness is for lemons. We're rosebuds.
Yes.
But I'm saying, like, if you're gonna go that route, you're gonna say he can never truly accomplish anything in WWE. And I think that's horseshit.
Oh no, he's going to eventually.
I think he will eventually, but I don't think it'll be with as he is right now.
You want to talk to people that are never going to accomplish anything? Look at the Matadors.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Richard was going
to accomplish more.
That's not true, Richard. I'm sure they're going to accomplish some great landscaping feats eventually.
I thought he was going
to at cheap prices.
I thought he was going to say, if you want to talk about people that aren't going to accomplish anything, look at me.
They accomplished quite a bit of great work outside of Home Depot, I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
As long as you show up in a pickup truck with a life jacket, you're okay.
Oh my God.
And a bunch of garden.
Brock, the client that beat the streak says he's a fucking lemon. Then
it's because he's a bitch.
Wow, don't let the views of Adrian and Kyle and Richard do not necessarily. God, how many people can
we? You sure you want me on the show? Let's go with this again. You really want to go that route?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. We're moving on now.
I think we're going to move on.
Wait.
What?
Don't be bitchy. Did anyone else, like, genuinely absolutely love that fucking theme song?
I love it.
It is fucking amazing.
I just go, whoa, all the time. Whoa.
I'm waiting for the crowd to start singing along with it more and more often, though. Because you know that'll happen.
Oh, yeah, like they did with the Fandango thing.
Well, they do it in NXT already.
Yeah, they do that in NXT. They did that in the middle of a match on NXT that he wasn't even involved in.
Did you watch NXT this week where the Rosebud Captain Comic fought?
I have not.
Yes, I saw that.
I did not see
that. He got his ass handed to him. Who's he facing?
Oh, hey, we got Rainbow Dash in the chat. Cup those horse balls.
Heath, is that you?
Definitely not.
I feel like he should love a pony or something.
God,
cup those balls, Heath.
I don't know if I want to.
I just want to boot that up because I haven't done it in a while. All right, so we're going to move on.
Yes.
I don't know what to. Oh, yeah, I do.
Raw and all was kind of forgettable.
Yeah. It's been kind of been a downer compared to...
It wasn't good. I liked the Battle Royal to start off, but yeah, it went down quickly.
Yeah.
The thing about Raw
has been halfway decent, but the Raws have been kind of... Blah.
Hey, who won the main event Monday night? Was it Shield or Evolution? I don't remember.
Both.
It was the Shield versus the Wyatt family.
This one,
yeah.
Wyatt's won, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the Wyatts did win.
Because Evolution came out and interfered like...
That's right. I'm looking at my spreadsheet.
4 minutes before the end, and then they started beating the holy shit out of
That's right.
The Shield. Yeah. And then the Wyatts just disappeared. Like, where the fuck did they go?
All right, that's fine. Okay.
They weren't. They were like, oh, fuck this shit. We're done.
Okay.
We're out. Fuck you guys.
All right, good. All right, so we're going to move on, fellas.
All right.
Shh.
Okay.
Go back.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment of What Stinks. Let me go first, shall we?
Okay.
Okay.
I am sick and tired of the Authority storyline. I really fucking am. Let's just fucking end it. Okay, can we do that? Can we get fucking Shane McMahon to come back and go up to Triple H and be like, hey, you know what? Your judgment is now cloudy and blah, blah, blah. You're no longer the COO of the WWE. I am. Because didn't Vince get his COO's position stripped of him when he was getting too personal with everything? Why can't Triple H get his stripped, huh? That's what I'm saying. Bring Shane back. The Authority just needs to... dead.
Okay. Shane would have to want to come back, though.
Yeah.
If Vince called up, you know, I would even say,
I don't think Shane wants to come back.
He doesn't.
I think Shane's actually happy doing what he's doing.
Okay, then someone. Bring Roddy Piper in and make Piper be the new CEO. I'm tired of the fucking storyline. I'm just tired of it.
Stone Cold.
Yo, that would be fucking great.
It could always be
that
worse.
Would be perfect.
Well, how could it be worse?
It could be TNA.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Which
would have Dixie Carter run.
You know what? Let me drop you what happened on TNA over the past couple weeks. MVP, the new leader of everything, has turned heel and made himself number one contender as it's what's best for business.
Did he say that?
I don't think he said what's best for business, actually. No,
I was like,
but,
oh, that was
thank
awesome.
Thank you, but, Jason.
For what?
Not you, the other one.
What? What?
You stole my what? Thank you, cock monkey.
Oh, that's me, Richard. I'm talking.
Yeah, you jackass.
I was
like, what? Yeah.
You can't tell our voices.
That's not even my what stinks.
No, but that's mine. So go ahead, Erin. What is yours?
My what stinks is the screaming ability.
Oh, a screambella. You know. You know.
Yeah. Oh, give me the big dick.
I wonder if she screams like that when Dee Bry tries to stick it in the wrong hole.
No, she just goes, yes, yes. Olay!
I'm refusing. In that situation, I refuse to see how that's a bad thing, but
I got my girlfriend to give me the yes chant as I was finishing the other night.
I need to send a text message real quick.
That's really awesome.
What time did she go to bed, Adrian?
About an hour ago.
Okay. This will piss her off then. Good.
Don't send a fucking message to her. What happens on the show stays on
the show.
Sure. Anyway.
God.
You know what? I knew I liked Mark Jones for a reason.
Oh, yeah?
Mark Jones agrees with me. He's tired of the authority, too.
All
right. Heath.
Skip me for now.
Huh?
Said skip me for now.
Oh, someone doesn't have one.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, me too. All right, Richard.
I've actually got another one of mine. The fact that TNA let Kazarian go at the Daniels go.
Yeah, that's actually really crappy. I would love to see Bad Influence show up as a feud for the Usos on WWE, but it ain't going to happen.
That'd
great,
be a
though.
Hell of a feud.
Because those are two of the only really guys I liked in TNA.
Yeah, they were a great heel team. I mean, why let him go?
The only people there's
Daniels is like, did they let him go? Did he just ask for his release?
The only people that are still in TNA that I kind of like,
there's about five people I still like in TNA.
I still like Beer Money, and then Bubba.
Eric Young, I like him.
Yeah, I like Eric Young. Yeah, there's not many left. MVP.
Yeah, I can count on one hand, basically, how many people I still really like in DNA.
Beautiful people, obviously.
Y'all.
Let's see.
I like their ass, but that's about it.
Jake's what stink is that Kyle has been wearing the same pants for 2 weeks and hasn't washed himself in 3.
Kyle actually hasn't washed himself since following his client Brock Lesnar conquered the streak at WrestleMania. That's from Jakey.
Y'all are throwing off my game, bitches.
It's not me, it's Jake.
That came from your show partner.
Hey,
so,
click on the link from Rainbow Dash.
Get up, baby. It's gone.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Oh, never mind. You can turn that off. I don't care.
It's okay. It's okay. And I'd like to respond to Jake very quietly by saying that I washed myself with a nice clean rag after I finished on his mommy's face.
Oh. Why would you do that to a dingo?
Oh.
That deserves
the right to remain.
Thank you.
Greg says he's got his own streak going on.
A brown.
Good job.
You like the Browns in the draft.
Kyle, you got a what stinks?
I agree with the whole Brie Bella sounding like a really bad acting porn star.
Yes.
Scream thing. That fucking just was horrid.
I don't even think it sounds like a bad porn star.
Jake wants to know why you'd be that desperate, Kyle.
I don't know. Just figured it'd piss you off. And then you had to officially call me daddy.
Is this why your girlfriend likes me more than you? That's from Jake.
Isn't Jake's mom like Christopher Reeves or something?
Oh.
Whoa. Wow, we're just going to... If Jake's not on the show this Thursday, it's probably because he's dead. He's just going to get out of here and be like, I'm done, and just walk out to a fucking street.
Okay, Heath, do you have anything? Or do you want me to just hit the Heath button now?
Actually, what stinks is that Zeb didn't do much more than what he did whenever Adam Rose came out.
Okay, good. That's acceptable. We'll take
that. That is acceptable. This is the Heath button.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember,
okay.
The Price is Right.
Yeah, the Heath button. Anyway, all right. So, and someone put in there, let's see. God damn it. Montana Man, what's thanks to the fact there's 4 inches of snow in my yard this morning? Or Brito is acting. And then someone about, Hooks, the Chamber should have turned full heel when he won the U.S. title. Okay. We're going to move on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right. Oh, God. Someone go.
Heath, you go first.
No, okay. I can't think of it.
All right, so... Adrian! You know what? Let's let our guests go first.
Okay.
Kyle, go.
What? Wait, me? What? Huh?
Yeah, what's your can you dig it?
I got nothing. Skip to Richard.
Hey, you know, no, you know, I can't do that to him because...
I wasn't really expecting to be
no,
on the show.
That's right. Okay, Richard.
Oh, boy. I didn't really think I wanted this. I actually can't. I can't. Come back to me. I'm working on it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We're sucking this up really bad.
All right.
You know what?
The chat comes up with more than these you guys do. Seriously. Yeah.
You know what? This is going to be unprecedented. Tonight, we're just going to skip it.
Aww.
I have one.
Oh, go then.
All right. Can you dig it? And I know it's probably never going to happen, but right. The WWE does sign Kazarian and Daniels to feud, to come in and feud with the Usos.
I can't dig it, but...
bolster tag team division.
I can't dig it, but I'd love to see it happen.
I would too, but I actually think they'll go to ROH.
Those will be some fantastic matches that they could put on, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Bad Influence as Bad Influence in WWE and what they could do with them.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay, what?
Can you dig it? Jake gets his dick out of a kangaroo in time for Thursday's show and starts being so fucking angry.
No, I can't dig it.
No.
Okay.
I can't either.
Let's see, from Rainbow Dash in the chat.
Can you dig it? Peter Dinklage versus Hornswoggle WrestleMania 31.
Oh,
only if he comes out to Triple H's theme music and does like his Game of Thrones character on his way to the ring.
Who the hell is Peter Dinklage?
He's the midget on Game of Thrones.
I've never watched that show.
Okay, do you see?
Neither have I. Let's see.
I've seen a few episodes. I know
Jake,
who it is.
I can dig the fact that Kyle only works at McDonald's so he can sneak Big Macs for her in order for her to stay with him.
I guess.
Are you calling her fat, you little cock gobbler?
Wow.
Let me see if we got some serious ones up here.
And at least I have a job, you sorry bastard.
We don't have any up there. Reigns and Triple H at SummerSlam. That's it.
Yeah, we'll dig that.
Okay, I can dig that.
I wish. That's it. I would love to see that.
Cesaro.
There's going to be only one thing that's big in that bedroom.
Oh. We're going to move on. I got too much shit to cover.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
All right. Update time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I had a great comeback this week. The standings after SmackDown is as follows. Team Adrian, 86 points, who was in the lead after last week.
Okay.
Team Awesome, 88 points. That's me. And Team Jizzmopper, 97.
Woo!
Damn it. Sweet Heath
is looking sweet.
Right now, you're watching Heath's man.
Okay. I like the hand wax with the turtle wax. Thank you.
There's no wax job promise with this. This is a simple wash job.
Wax job.
Let's just hope I don't win this thing and you don't lose, Adrian, because my new car is about as big as the van.
Yeah.
So, you got a new car?
Well, it's not new. It's new to me. I got a big motherfucking gas guzzling Ford Expedition.
With your 10 miles of the gallon.
Yeah. The fucking thing. They can
fill it up, back out of the driveway, fill it up again.
Oh, this thing. Dude, I put $50 in this thing today in gas, and it still didn't give me a full tank. Give me 3/4.
God,
like, damn. It's like a 30-gallon tank.
I got a news update from the chat.
Okay.
It turns out Kyle wasn't actually born on 12/31/90. That's actually his weight.
Whoa.
Actually, it wasn't far off. I weighed like 7 pounds and some odd ounces. I was a fat motherfucking baby.
How fat were you?
I was like it was either 7 pounds or 8 ounces or 8 pounds and 7 ounces.
Neither one of those are very big.
8 pounds, no, 7 ounces isn't bad, but it's...
Yeah, that's not very big.
It's okay. All that weight went straight to my dick, so it's whatever.
Wow. All right. Greg says, the thing loses gas opening the door.
What?
My car?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking computer said
you lose half a tank. Of gas.
Yeah, the computer said I was averaging about 10 miles to the gallon. I'm like, ouch. God,
why would you buy that?
Because
why wouldn't you?
All right, pretty much. Jason,
what?
I want to make a roster move.
You can't.
Why not?
Segment's over.
Pretty much. Because we're not doing this, I'm going to make a roster move every fucking week while no one else makes any roster moves.
I didn't make one last week.
No.
Oh, no,
that's right. You are down. Okay, yeah. All right. What's your roster move, Adrian?
All right, I'm going to drop Jimmy Uso.
And who are you picking up?
I'm picking up Adam Rose.
You cock.
So wait, because I'm kind of new to this whole ball game. How exactly does this work? I feel like you guys are playing like that fantasy WWE game.
Basically, yeah.
In your own, like...
All right, here's the breakdown of how it works. Our guys get 5 points if they win a match, 3 points if they lose by pinfall or submission.
Hold on, stop. You get 5 points if your guy wins. You lose 3 points if he loses via pinfall or submission or countout. You lose 5 points if he loses by disqualification. You get 15 points if your guy captures the title. You get 10 points if your guy already has the title, successfully defends it, and you lose 10 points if your guy loses the title.
Gotcha.
And you get 10 points if you win a battle royal. And, yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, so I understand I don't have any stake in this, but the next round that rolls, I want to play this with you guys just for fun.
We might be able to work something out.
We might be able to let that happen.
We might be able to expand it from beyond just this table.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know the FTW guys are doing something like that. I missed the old
WWE like legitimate game they did like that.
Yeah, they used to have something on their website a while back.
They did, and then it all just
says we're working on a TWR draft soon.
Who's we? Because I haven't heard shit about it.
Yeah,
they did it years ago. Like,
yeah, they did.
Wasn't that how we got the classic slap bit with
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was the WWE fantasy. And they did like 4 rounds of the shit, and then it was they originally opened it up, and it was like $10 to play, and then they did like 3 rounds. Nobody paid in to play it, and they said, "Fuck it, we'll make it free." So they make it free, and they ended up having a shit ton of people play it for like 4 or 5 rounds, and they would split you into divisions, and then you would compete for prizes. Well, they did 4 or 5 8-week rounds of that, and then they just for no explicable reason it just kind of fell apart.
It just stopped.
I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was playing the shit out of that.
All right. Yeah, so was I.
So, yeah, I think we might try to expand on this. Oh, there you go.
That'll be fun.
That will be. Even if we don't. Even if we just want to do an hour bomb thing, we'll include you in on it.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. We like you more than we like Richard. Time to move on.
Hey.
At least they're honest.
We talked about it last week a little bit.
Yes.
We're going to talk some Monday Night Raw themes. So, we wanted to know, we're going to put our, what did we say, 5?
Yeah.
4, something like that. Monday Night Raw themes.
I thought we were going to rank them all of them.
I don't feel like fucking doing that right now.
That's too many.
How many have there been?
11.
There's been 11.
I've got like 10 of them.
All right.
I've got all 10 of the 11.
All right, so let's play through the themes.
All right, so here's the first one, good old-fashioned one. Okay. We all remember this one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Raw first started.
Yes, the brand new Monday Night Raw. And the I fucking love this opening with the graphics and shit. I don't know why. It was just basic and just... It was cool back then, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was, like as I said, it was Raw.
For 1993, it was and then cool.
You had the annoying police siren thing at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right, so we're going to move on to... This one says number 2. I tried listening to as many of these as I could.
I don't even remember this one.
I don't either.
I think I do.
Oh, I vaguely remember.
This was the one where they were fighting on like the rooftop or something, wasn't it?
I think so.
Maybe. It didn't last very long. I don't think this one was around very long.
No, this is just like here, maybe.
So there's that one. That's one of the more forgettable ones, I guess. This one was number three. This one was used, and I had it. Give me just a second to find this again.
Okay.
Because I actually had this. Let's see if I can stop this from playing.
I could tell you how amazing you
are. Okay, wants to play that ad. Okay. The second one was actually used. The first one was 93-94. The second Raw theme song, this one says 93-94-95. So I don't know.
They were using them both, probably.
It depends
probably.
On where it was being used at. It could have been like an international one, too.
Yeah. Here is number three.
This is the one I think that was on rooftop that you were thinking about, Jason.
Beautiful. Now, this one I do remember.
Wait.
This
was
from 1987.
Is that?
That was the theme song for Raw for a little bit.
No, it wasn't.
In 1997, yeah,
it was.
It wasn't very long that they used it because they probably didn't want to pay the rights on the music.
They played that, so they used that song for SmackDown.
Yeah, it did wind up being the one for
they
SmackDown.
They used it for SmackDown, but it was used in 1997 for Raw.
Yeah, was it started as Raw, then it went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
That was Marilyn Manson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. See, even Jakey is even saying it. It was, then they used that with SmackDown.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
I'll be a motherfucker. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's number four.
This sounds a lot like the last one.
A little bit. Yeah.
Anthrax.
Oh, yeah, the dogs. That's right.
Is this one where you see Stone Cold walking through?
Yes, I think this is the Stone Cold one walking around.
So there's that one.
That's the one and where Austin... That's not the one
and
where
this Austin... This is where... There you go. There you go. This one is number five. This one was the 97 through 2001.
That was the one where Austin. Yeah. That was the one where Austin was walking around, wasn't it?
This one, I think they were still using that Austin one at the walk-in. Was the, I think that was.
Oh no, this was. No, these are labeled a little different. I think that was the same damn one.
I love that.
Anthrax did too. They did the Thorn in Your Eye, and we're all together now.
Yep, even Mark Jones said it.
Let's see about this one. That sounds the same thing. I think this is the same one, they just got words.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Mark Jones corrected me. The Thorn in Your Eye all together now. It's two themes in one. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Huh.
Now, what's this one here? Oh, this is
okay.
Best one.
This is the one we use.
Yeah,
this is one of the best ones, hands down.
Which one is this?
This is
Union Underground. Which number?
Across the nation.
Across the nation by Union Underground.
This one was
FBW
seven.
Number ten.
You remember playing the old Raw game on, like, Xbox and stuff, and you would simulate shit, and you'd just sit there and listen to this like crazy?
Yeah.
Dude, still, to this day, I've got this song on my iPhone, and I listen to it when I'm riding my bike back and forth to work, and as I'm going down the highway, this song will come on, and for some inexplicable reason, I have the urge to speed randomly through, like, randomly speed past people and flip them off for no apparent reason.
On your mountain bike?
No, not on my mountain bike, dickhead, on my spider.
You have a spider?
I have a spider.
I'm not going to comment on how gay that is.
You know what, bitch? I'll tell you what I tell everyone who says that. It's got three wheels, and it may not require balance, but motherfucker, it will do 124 miles an hour, and you can still die.
I don't care. You want to talk about a real bike, why don't you come see me at work? That's a real bike.
I have zero equilibrium, you motherfucker, because of a medical condition.
You get a trike, a Harley trike. It's
they cost so much.
They do.
More
they're
money.
Like even used. They're still like $30,000.
Exactly. I bought this motherfucker brand new with a half a mile for $20.
Kyle, I don't want to make fun of you for driving a big wheel to work.
If it were a big wheel, it'd be cooler.
Greg says stupidity is a medical condition.
Apparently it is.
All right. So we're
fuck you guys.
He, Rainbow Dash says, you know who else is well balanced? My mom. There you go.
You know who else is well balanced? Probably my second favorite Raw theme.
This one is from 2007 to 2009.
Okay.
Was it used very long?
This was a good one, though.
The Union Underground round was for fucking ever.
It should have been.
Across Nation went from 02 to 06.
Yeah, it's...
Wow. Wow.
Bang.
I just wanna be the...
Okay.
There's that one. And then we've got... Burn It to the Ground. Which was used... 2009 to 2012.
Okay.
I like this one.
This is a good one, too.
It's okay.
Mark
Jones says it does. Burned to the ground by Nickelback. And then I think that leads us to our current.
I'm waiting for this to actually get to the good part. The part that leads to the man. There we go. No. Well, they didn't say shit, but
no.
We got. There's that one, and then
just saying, both of you that were singing along with that one and the last one, you have no idea how faggoty you sounded.
Oh, that was the Jason's too. By the
Shut
way,
up. And that leads us to. I really dislike this one.
It's not my favorite, no.
No.
To be fair, there's actually another Raw theme that they use right now.
Yeah, it's that stupid little bumper thing they use when they go to commercial.
It's a Shinedown song, and it's a much... I remember because I was at the 1,000th episode there, and that was when they debuted this song. And
three of them that night.
They used three of them. They used that tonight. Like, they used this one. They used another version of that song, and then they did the Shinedown one. But they opened with the Shinedown song, so immediately I thought Shinedown was the new theme, and I got fucking amped. And then they're like, "This is Shinedown's the new Raw."
Good.
They're like, "This is the new Raw thing," and I'm like, "You fucking jackasses!"
Yeah, because they teased all night with all three. Because they got two Tonight's and Nights. The other one is by a group called Out of Sight, who I'd never heard
of. I've got that one pulled up right now, actually. I'm waiting for the stupid ad on YouTube to stop.
God, we're getting our ass whooped. Yeah.
The Energy by Shinedown, that's the one I missed.
The Energy, that song's badass.
Yes, it is. Yep.
This is the official video, so I'm not sure exactly what point in time. I've been feeling real good. Oh, I remember this one now.
They only used it for that one night.
Yeah.
See, I was scared to admit the feeling was in the back of my head. Cause the point will line no longer works, so you have to stand up for how you want to live. Tonight is the night.
And then what was the other one called?
The energy by Shinedown.
Yeah.
Run to third, you retarded faggot!
are you getting your ass kicked by an Australian at baseball?
No, I'm not playing Jake, because if I were, I'd be bending him over a table and fucking him blind.
I
totally don't remember this one.
It was only used that one night.
I still don't remember it. Whoa, hello, Rainbow Bash. Oh, yeah, they still use this as the bumpers.
Yeah.
The answer to that question, I can never figure out who the hell that was.
This should be the theme, hands down.
All right, so there's just about all of them. So I don't feel like really rating all these. So I'm going to say probably my favorite one. I would do top three.
Top three.
My favorite one was... Geez, who is that?
Doesn't matter.
What are we looking at? Hold on. I missed something.
What's his name? Rainbow Dash's avatar. Jesus Christ. Can I play the current?
We can't.
Huh?
Don't do it.
That is a chick. That's a hot chick. Yeah, no, Richards is better. Richards is much better.
Yeah, with Lita? Jesus Christ.
It's skied all over that shit.
Let's see. I think this is,
Well, I did that in some barbecue sauce.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This would be the SmackDown theme? The current one?
This is the one right now?
I'm asking.
I have no idea.
They don't use it that often, but I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. And I can't stand it, so it turned off.
WWE has changed their music.
It's like I never watched SmackDown, so I wouldn't even know.
That's how I am.
Okay,
like, anyway. Hip-hop for SmackDown.
So I'm going to say...
Like, come on.
No, they use hip-hop for everything now, and it sucks. No.
All right, so I'm going to say my number three is going to be... and you all can suck my dick. The Nickelback theme.
Boo.
I'm okay with that.
My number two is going to be the Papa Roach theme.
Okay.
And my number one is the one that we use on our show when we talk about Monday Night Raw. Because there's a reason why we use it for the show. Because it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jake. All right.
Can't argue with that.
Actually, my number three, I would have to go with the Beautiful People one.
Okay.
I liked it.
I don't like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
I love Marilyn Manson, but...
Anyway.
Number two.
Number two would be the Nickelback one.
Okay.
All right.
And then number one would be, of course, the one that we definitely use for a show.
All right. Let's see. I'll go to a guest first here. Richard.
Let's see. I'm actually kind of bucked the trend a little bit. Number three is Papa Roach.
Okay.
Number two, I don't know why I'm doing this, but it's actually the current one to use right now.
Boo!
Hang
play
on.
Play the song. Play the plane. Play the heat
from,
button. Play the heat
button. Wrong Oops. One.
Wrong button. Hold on.
No. Thank you. The one that they should be playing. The buffer one.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. I rescind it.
Can we play it backwards?
You know what? Give me next week and I'll figure it a way out.
I can tell you exactly how to do it.
All right.
Send it to me and we'll get it worked out.
Oh, I can figure it out too. I just don't have it done.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, fuck you.
All right, next.
And number one is Cross the Nation.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I just want to throw those out there before we lose it. Hooks, his is the original theme. Then the Across the Nation, and then the two Anthrax songs combined together. Mark Jones, the first one. The Union Underground one, and the Thorn in Your Eye all together now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Mark Jones and Hooks have the exact same one.
All right.
Okay. Kyle.
Number three is the one with Austin running through the warehouse. I can forget the name of the motherfucker.
The Thorn in Your Eye all together now.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yes. That I like that one for sentimental reasons.
Okay.
And then there's a tie for number two.
Okay.
Between Papa Roach, the Shinedown one, and Nickelback.
You're putting all three of those at one spot? That's fucking lame.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I liked all three of them equally.
Okay. And so it's number one.
Across the Nation.
All right. I'm noticing something here. And then Adrian.
All right. So my number three.
Okay.
I'm going to go the original theme.
Okay.
My number two is actually the Anthrax one.
The Thorn in
Your Eye. Yeah, Thorn in Your Eye.
Okay.
And then number one is going to be the Union Underground one.
All right. There we go. So we're going to go ahead and
put... I'd honorable mention the Papa Roach theme. That's my four.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to add by popular demand here. I think we're all in agreement on this one.
Pretty much, I think so.
I mean, we've said it before, and I definitely say it again. Whenever you hear this song, I mean, it just pumps you up.
I remember road tripping to Chicago.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to tell me the story, actually.
And when we got close to Peoria... we got this, like, you know, heavy metal alt rock station. We played, like, nothing but metal music at night. And whenever the station came in, we got Walk by Pantera on it, which I'm like, fucking awesome. And then the very next song they played was Union Underground Across the Nation. And so I got to hear the Raw theme in its entirety. I was like, oh, it's awesome. I love this song.
Cool. Have you heard of the other one they did called Turn Me On, Mr. Deadman?
That's a hell of a song.
That song's pretty bitchin'.
All right, we're going to move on. because I got a whole lot of shit still to get through and not a whole lot of time. It is time to move on, and it is now time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right, not Jeopardy, not like Let's Make a Deal, but Just Jams.
Oh, look, Kevin Fox face.
What?
Well, I'm able. What?
Here's how the show works. We're going to play three themes for the Jizz Mopper. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show next week.
Yeah, I won't.
He's like, oh, for the century.
Now, wait a minute. I want to make this a little bit better. I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
I want to play against him, and if I beat him, I don't have to get any of them right. If he gets one and I get two, I win.
What do you win?
What do I win?
Yeah.
Next week, none of you bastards mention Lesnar, Heyman, or the fucking streak.
Impossible, because Heyman is going to be on Raw next week.
I don't care.
We can talk about Cesaro then?
You can talk about Cesaro for 6 hours. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, you're on. Okay. If you beat Heath, but if you both tie, you're not going to live it down.
Oh, God damn it.
I think he'll beat Heath, though.
I think he will. I think this first one's going to give it away.
Yeah, I think he's going to get it on this one.
Since
we've
been doing this, I need to remind everyone, I have only actually won twice.
I thought you won three times.
Wow, no, I've only won twice. Than you have.
Okay.
Because if you also look back, there's only been two times that our ratings have ever really dropped. And that was only because of the times that I actually won and I had a shit-free show.
So he just gave up.
So,
and I get more correct than you do.
Oh, I don't give up. I mean, I'm still trying.
So anyway.
Hang on. I want to throw the other. Kyle, you have to beat Richard, too, though.
What? No. This
oh, yes. Hey, you know what? It's our show. I make the rules.
It's because you're a fucking Hitler wannabe.
It should be Jason.
All right. So you got that? Are we good?
Yeah, you have to beat Richard.
Yeah, if you beat Richard, then we'll give it to you.
All right.
I just had to beat Richard. Okay, that sucks. I'm going
to... Oh, boy.
Here comes number one.
Biscuits and gravy!
Feel free to play along in the chat room. No, don't, because he's in there.
I'm minimized.
Well, the chat's got it already.
I'm just gonna ask Kyle, does he know this one?
I do.
Your time heat starts now.
Well, I say the entire God, I pretty much got it, so...
I'm almost afraid to say this because I'm probably wrong anyway.
Okay.
It just, for some reason, was the first thought that came into my head. I don't think it's a theme, really. It's more like he might have sang it. I don't know. Or pretended to sing it.
Oh, dear God. Right, who do you think it is, Heath? I think I know what you're going to say, and you're going to be wrong.
I probably am. Heath Slater. Yeah. It just seems like something that he would sing.
All right.
It does seem like something he'd be saying, but...
Kyle. Yeah.
No, I want Richard to go first, because he swears I won't get it right.
No. That's not how it works.
It's Jesse and Festus.
And judges?
Yep.
All right.
I'm trying to say at the same time.
Richard and Kyle, are you both in the chat?
I've got mine
minimized.
Mine's closed down.
All right. Because we can't have them. One of them guess. Because if one of them gets it, then the other one's going to know the answer too.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do this, but
we just have us both answer and then tell us which one's right or wrong.
That'll work.
Duh. All right.
Here comes number two.
All right.
Do you know this?
No, but...
I think I do, but I'm not sure.
I almost wanted to say, hey, is this Jakey's theme?
I could see how you would come to that conclusion. It does sound very Aussie.
No, there's a little hint of didgeridoo.
Let's see.
And your time starts now.
Oh, that's already going to play that? Fuck.
You might have me, Kyle.
Does Jakey have it?
Oh, we're not gonna answer. That's the one's looking in the chat. The chat's been wrong before.
It's true.
I don't even recognize that theme.
Wow.
Because that's what I thought it was, too.
Do either of you guys recognize the theme?
I think I know what it is, but I'm not positive.
I don't know. I've heard it, but...
Well, as far as my end, just play the Heath song sound.
Okay. All right.
Even Heath calls the Heath sound now.
Yes. Okay.
Kyle.
Yeah.
First guess.
The Dudley Boys.
Okay.
Right. Richard, your guess.
Kamala.
What?
Wow.
Even I know that isn't Kamala.
So we're filling everybody on that one.
The correct answer goes to Jake for Nathan Jones.
Yes.
Them Aussie motherfuckers got to stick together.
And he also says, ha ha ha, the Dudley Boys, Kyle, you suck.
look up one of their original theme songs from WWE, and the very beginning of it sounded very, very similar to that.
That actually sounds a lot like Kevin Thorne, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, all right. Suck
that's
it,
what
Jake.
I was thinking, but as it went on, that didn't register with me, so. All
right, and since these two got to play it out, here we go. Here's number three.
Oh, God. Seriously? Please tell me you know this, Kyle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, there's a specific answer we got to have on this one.
Oh.
And your time starts now.
What do you think it is, Heath?
Shit.
You got that one right.
Oh, my God.
Heath won't say it because he has it right.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. That's why I was keeping quiet, because I know it's just between these two. Now you know why I thought my first guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For you, that would have worked.
Yes.
Wait, what? That's not fair.
All right. So.
Can they guess it? No. Yes, they can.
They can.
All right. Kyle.
We went to Kyle first.
Richard. Like,
Richard?
Sable.
Kyle.
You want a specific answer, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Because I'm going out on a limb and assuming that that's not going to work for a specific answer. So I'm going to throw this out there and say it's the pre-Mark Mero Sable?
Judges? You are both incorrect. We are looking for Mark Mero.
Wait, no.
That's what he said. He said the pre-Mark Mero Sable. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, he was saying Sable right. before Mark Mero.
Yeah, I think he said it wrong. So, Kyle, you're wrong on a technicality.
Thank God.
And you know what?
You have the right to
wrong
redeem.
Button. That works, too.
Yes.
So,
guess
I would
what?
Like to point out that you're all tied at one apiece. So, Kyle, you didn't beat Heath. You didn't beat Richard. You're all tied.
I was gonna
and for the record,
both of them, but then you said specifics.
Whoa!
Mark Mero never used that song, did he?
Yes, he did.
And then, guess what? While you guys were trying to deliberate as far as your own answers, I first mouthed to them Sable here at the room, and they said no. But then it's like, wait a minute. Then I mouthed Mark Mero, and they're like, yes.
Ow! That's Sable's theme.
Yes,
that's Sable.
God damn it! So fucking close.
If you had just said Mark Mero instead of pre-Sable, instead of pre-Mark Mero Sable, you would have had it right.
Kyle, think about this. She never had a theme before Mark Mero because she was with Hunter.
Yeah. Because
so
it was Mark Mero that saved
Sable
from
Hunter. Shouldn't I get points
Hunter.
For referencing Mark Mero where he didn't do that?
No.
That's what I think about that. So
wow, you're a cock gobbler, aren't you?
All right. So, wow, that was an interesting thing. We're going to move on, fellas.
All right,
so we got two things left we got to do still.
We're going to talk about our Mount Rushmores of wrestling.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I forgot about this.
Yes.
Good God, what's with the boobs?
I don't know, but Adrian, can you blow that up?
Do I need to? I mean, really?
It's like, damn.
And I mean, I know it's a very download of it. It's a,
I don't know why it's doing that, but whatever. I'll check it out later. Anyway. All right. So, our Mount Rushmores of wrestling. Do you want to pull up...
I'll pull up the response like on the Facebook page first.
Okay. So, we'll go over that.
I know that guy that you got that response from. He's a good friend of mine, actually.
Mark Jones wants me to give you a tiebreaker. I think we might be able to do that real quick.
Here. All right. So we got to come up with one. But he wait. If Heath gets 2 out of 4 right, then what is that?
No, he doesn't. No, this is just bragging rights. Can he beat Kyle, or can Kyle beat him?
Okay,
that's all this is for.
Oh, okay, okay. I see what that is. Okay.
So this doesn't apply to anything.
Okay,
no.
This is just like okay. Can I actually beat Kyle?
That sounds dirty, and I like it.
All right, here we go. Digging in the archives. You guys ready?
Oh God!
All right, let's push it.
I know it.
No.
That's what I'm thinking. God. Jason.
All right, I got it right.
What the fuck?
Whoop. I may have hit something here. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. All right. And your times start now.
I got nothing. I can already tell you.
You have no clue?
Here, give me the mail.
You none it. Well, hold on. We gotta play by the rules.
Yeah, we gotta give you guys your time. Richard, did you say you have it?
Shit.
No, I don't think Richard has it either. We stumped everyone.
I swear I've heard it before, though.
We've used it before.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on. Let's do this in order here.
Okay.
Kyle.
You're first, Kyle.
You know what? Just for shits and giggles, I'm going to go Sunday Night Heat theme.
Okay.
Okay.
Richard.
Fail me.
Okay. Heath.
Okay, again, I'm going out on a limb.
Let's hope he doesn't remember the show.
Is it Techno Team 2000?
What?
What?
It's all there, black and white.
Shit, wrong button.
Crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Heath.
I didn't think anyone but Mark Jones was going to get that right.
Heath, how?
I don't know.
He must have remembered from the last time we used it.
I guess.
I don't know. That's good.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I'm going to call shenanigans.
What?
Why? What?
Because my client that beat the streak is still in the chat.
No, he's not.
Oh, no, he's not. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Jibman. I don't forget which one it is.
Dude,
you,
Sweet Heath, come on.
You with the face. You're a cockass because I figured out later that it was you being a dick.
Yeah,
because
Adrian told you. Anyway, come on. Let's hurry up.
All right. Anyway.
All right. So here's what we got. Cody, so-and-so, Vince McMahon Jr., and we give reasons, too.
Yeah.
Vince Jr. for taking wrestling national and all his contributions to sport and entertainment value. Hogan for making wrestling appealing in the 80s. Austin for revolutionizing the 90s. Finally, The Rock for similar reasons to Austin, except mainly him for being more of a global star, a.k.a. sellout. The Rock was influential in many ways and recognized well. Honor mentioned to Brock Lesnar for conquering the streak.
Yes.
I know that gentleman very well, actually.
Mark Jones did WCW one. Sting, Flair, Goldberg, Booker.
And he says that you could take Goldberg out for Luger, Arn Anderson, or Big Van Vader.
All right. Shane made a WWE one. Vince, Austin, Hogan, Taker. A TNA one. Wow. Jarrett, Styles, Daniels, Samoa Joe. WCW, Flair, Sting, NWO logo.
NWO logo.
Just kidding. Goldberg, DDP. ECW was Heyman, RVD, Dreamer, Raven. NWA. Jesus Christ. NWA.
Flair,
Dusty, Harley, Ricky, Steamboat. Okay. Zeus
made an Indies one. Or an ROH one, maybe?
Yeah. Adam Cole, Kevin Steen, Young Bucks.
No.
Yeah, so there we go. All right, Heath, you go.
All right. The fuck is that?
What?
He's playing baseball.
Good God.
Anyway, go, Heath.
I'm about to fucking rage quit.
So, my first Rushmore, it's kind of actually old school going on this one. Vince Sr., Harley Race, Fabulous Moolah, and Bruno Sammartino.
Damn.
Okay.
And then I had a new school one, in which I had Vince Jr., Triple H, Lita, and Undertaker.
Now, the fuck is wrong with you?
Why did you go Lita?
Now, the reason why I went with Lita and not with Trish, which a lot of people would probably put her as being, you know, the one for, you know, more modern. With Lita, I see her as being someone who is definitely more of a high flyer wrestler for the ladies. She wasn't necessarily a diva at first, per se, because of how she dressed and how she looked.
Okay. All right.
She kept a little bit more true to who she was rather than be a diva that we see a lot of today.
Not a supermodel, but come fuck me in the backseat of your
yes,
car.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Trashy As you hot. Said, white trash hot.
Slitty
hot.
Trashy hot.
Yes.
God, trailer park hot. Just
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle, why not?
Why not? Thanks, Dick. don't care.
Well, he's saying. He sounded kind of fabulous. I don't care.
Yay. I love
my hair's
so
not
much.
Done yet. Jesus Christ.
Jeez, Jesus quit looking at my butthole.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Keep going. Montana Man. Hogan, Austin, Flair, and Vader. Hogan. From, this one's from Hooks. Hogan, Michaels, Stone Cold, Vince.
Junior.
Russo, Bischoff, Ed Ferreira, and Dr. Death from Rainbow Dash.
Well, Ed Ferreira be dressed up like Oklahoma, though.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Kyle. Come on.
Vince Jr., Austin, Hogan, and probably Taker.
All right. Dick.
That's not my name, but okay.
Richard.
Either or. We'll call you whatever.
I got mine split up into four eras. The Golden Era, Bruno.
Jesus fucking Christ.
80s, Hogan.
Oh,
Attitude,
okay.
Taker.
Okay.
Modern, Cena.
Oh, okay.
And with the Attitude, I went with Taker because he sort of carried the company more than Austin and Rock because Taker was there longer than Austin and Rock because they both left, came back, left, came back.
All right. I see that.
Okay.
Jake's, Vince McMahon, Katie Vick, Mae Young with titties, Inner Saints.
Oh, God.
Adrian.
Wow.
Go.
This is why I don't have Jakey on the show.
I broke mine up into two different groups, all right? I got one with talent, which I have Bruno Sammartino,
mm-hmm.
Hogan,
okay.
Stone Cold,
mm-hmm.
and Cena.
And this was your talent, Mount Rushmore?
Well, this is, you know, the people that have been meant the most for their time frame. Like, in the, then I have business side of, like, people that have really, like, paved the way for wrestling.
Okay.
So I have Vince Jr.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bischoff.
Okay.
Okay.
Paul Heyman.
Okay.
And
It better be Triple H.
It's not.
Then who the hell is it going to be?
I actually think Hogan goes on this one, too.
No, Hogan, no. Because
what?
Without
why?
Triple H, there'd be no NXT right now the way it is. Triple H single-handedly is the reason why this company is in as good of a shape as it is right now.
Exactly.
Because he set up NXT.
All right.
And everything NXT is completely his
responsibility. I understand where you're coming from on that, but he hasn't done enough yet.
Really?
Really.
You want to go there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the
three
hell?
Members of the Shield, three members of the Wyatt family, Adam Rose, Rusev, Paige, Emma, do you need me to keep going? Because I'm up to about 10 people on the main roster.
Yeah,
that's up
there.
They're
on the main roster right now, but we'll see how they're there in
It doesn't
5 years.
Matter, because you still have people that... Not everyone that showed up 5 years ago was John Cena, or has, you know,
wait a minute,
CM Punk.
To defend him
because
here.
You're going to have people that are going to wash out of the system. It's just going to happen. That's what happens.
Right.
But
yeah,
he's getting people that are up in the...
In 10 years from now, I'll probably agree with you. But at this point in time, I don't.
Because
you're saying that everybody right now is going to be great. And I'm saying
no,
they're not. But I think
but
in
he's
10 years from now, Jason, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying that you will be right in 10 years. But Triple H, at this point in time, 2 or 3 years into his career at this, isn't there yet. I'm sorry, he's not.
I don't see how Hulk Hogan has done the most for business.
He's done more at this point right now. Because, A, he helped
basically saved TNA from going under.
Well, they're in, where are they at right now?
Well,
they're about to go under again, so that
right,
doesn't really matter.
Who don't they have anymore? I'm just saying.
Huh?
Who don't they have anymore?
I agree with him, though, because if you think about all the good things Triple H
has
done.
They don't have a lot of people there anymore.
Well,
that's my point. Is he, while he was there, saved the company from going out of business?
No, he put him in a worse position.
I don't know about that.
You know who put the company in a worse position? Dixie Carter.
Dixie Carter.
Yeah.
And her whole family.
All I'm saying, the more you put in the top of the funnel, you're going to get less that comes out. But if you feed it the right way, you're always going to have talent there. That's what Triple H is doing.
And I agree with that statement. I just don't think at this point in time he's earned a Mount Rushmore spot for being.
Sure he does. He's on mine.
As a creative individual?
I just came up with a Mount Rushmore of like six guys. No one said that it can only be four.
You're hilarious.
He has a point.
This is my Mount Rushmore. I can design an architect of how I want. I could have 15 guys in my Mount Rushmore.
Okay,
it's the size of Heath's ass for fuck's sake.
We got too much other shit to do. So we still have at least to get through Richard.
Okay, my Mount Rushmore. Triple H. Vince Jr. Bruno. Ric Flair. Because no one mentioned Ric Flair. Bret Hart. And, your choice of Austin, Rock, Taker. Cena.
Eh.
Your choice. I put Bret in there. Simply because of his attitude.
You know, I think that...
When he left WWE.
Wasn't Bret's fault.
I got a new one. I got a Prima Donna. I got a Prima Donna Mount Rushmore.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Bret Hart is on there with Bret Hart.
Nope.
Bret Hart and Bret Hart.
Nope, we're going to move on. We got to hurry this shit up.
Yep.
And weighing in at God knows what, Richard, from parts unknown, from his mother's basement, weighing in at 351 pounds, the douche of the TWR Network, Richard Bird Dog. Okay, so it's been a long time since we mentioned this game. So what we're doing, we got to try to guess what Richard's gimmick was. When he wrestled, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Music and my finisher.
Yes, your music and your finisher. That's pretty much all we have.
Yep.
And remind us what his finisher was.
It was the long shot.
But there's something else.
There's something else.
Okay.
And I was 6 foot, 230 pounds at the time.
My God.
Hell's Bells and a Long Shot?
Yeah, it's pretty well all we have.
All right. So, Heath, you have a guess on this one?
As far as outfit-wise, for some reason, I'm seeing a biker-type outfit on him.
Okay.
Is he wearing assless chaps?
All chaps are assless.
Yeah, but he's not wearing pants underneath them.
Oh.
Oh.
If he runs fast enough, they flap together.
his finisher, and it was a stink face. That's why it's called a long shot, because he had to be a...
Oh, God. Wow. All right, hurry up. Come on.
Greg Popolonga says, rapid delivery, Rory Fox.
I like Jakey's. He was a former discus player turned wrestler. So you think he was a biker?
At least as far as the outfit and the persona type.
Okay.
Gay biker?
I didn't want to go that far.
It took
far.
Every ounce I had not to say that.
Because I was like...
He was a Chuck Palumbo.
All right, so you're saying biker.
Yes. His finisher was the long shot facial.
Oh.
Anyway, Kyle, go.
I'm thinking like a Satanist.
All right. Oh. It's kind of where I'm leaning a little bit. I'm not sure, though. Adrian.
All right. So, I'm going to guess.
Oh,
Wow.
Jake says the long shot. Did he use a long dildo to knock out his opponent?
Oh, dear God.
From the aisle, he just shoots it down there like a whip and punches him in the face with a head.
All right, so I'm thinking that Jake raided the Undertaker's closet from like 2001, 2002 and got like his like high school janitor outfit.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that he was like a custodian. So I'm going to call him Percy Purgatory is what his name was. That's why he uses Hell's Bells. And the long shot, I think, would be his finisher, which he actually does like cock smack people in the face.
Just whips his dick out like Damien and pecks people in the face with it.
Was he the box in My Dick in a Box?
That could be right.
I'm going to have to say my guess would be kind of... How old are you now?
I am 35.
And how long ago was this? What year?
He was 23. So. 98
to 99.
98 to 99. I'm going to say you were kind of grunge-like. Kind of Raven-like, only not as hardcore. Kind of like... Ian and Axel Rotten-like.
All right, I can see that.
Yeah. All right. So.
Drop the bomb on us, Richard.
We've all got our guesses in. Or he was a tax man.
None of you are even close.
Wait, Greg's got it. Greg's got it. You were the burn on Coco Beware's shoulder. And he came in contact with some retro mutagen ooze.
I think Mark Jones might have it. He was the jackal from the Truth Commission.
Okay, so what was it?
He was
kind of right with the biker. I went with a modified biker gimmick.
Oh,
so he was close.
Like Taker, just not as
gay. No, more gay. He was a fabulous biker.
Hey, I just didn't come out on the bike.
Okay.
So what was the long shot?
Clothesline from Hell, Long Shot Lariat.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can't imagine why that didn't work out for you.
Wow, you're a dick. I was going to ask why he wasn't pursuing this dream further.
I was a dick. My character was a total asshole dick.
The Undertaker was already wrestling under that, and he didn't want to be the next Max Moon.
Richard could have been the next Max Moon.
Man Mountain Rock.
I was actually told I was pretty good on the mic. I had pretty decent mic skills. I just needed to work on my in-ring stuff. And when the company got bought out by... Okay, let me see if I remember this right. They worked with the NWA. And then when this... And it was, I want to say it was Great Lakes Wrestling, but I don't think that was the exact name of it. They got bought out to FCW. Or no, Ohio Valley. Then Ohio Valley went down to FCW. Or became FCW. Then Ohio Valley came back into Ohio Valley.
Okay.
Ohio Valley Wrestling.
All right, Jason, you know what time it is?
Tomorrow's going to be 50 Cent Fountain Drinks at Mobile on the Run because the Cardinals won 6-5.
Nice. We fucking raped is what happened there.
50 Cent Drinks at Mobile on the
Run? I don't think losing two out of three games to the Pirates is what I call raping, but...
No.
Tonight, yes. Okay. What is the standings? Before, none of you guys brought that up, what are the standings? Where are we at?
I think we're in sec... Oh, God.
I think we're 500 now, but that's about it.
We're not good Tigers, so...
Let's check. Hold on. Let's take the second two. Well, you know what? Let's do this.
All right. And then we'll take our quick breaks. And then I'll plug shows real quick.
All right. Go ahead and plug shows.
All right. Monday, you get Talk TNA with Dave and his wife, whose name I always forget.
Claudia.
Chlamydia.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I'm sorry. You know, if you listen to the show, which I'm sure they never do, Dave and Claudia, they'll talk about TNA and how great and awesome it is, I'm sure. Tuesday night at FTW.com, you can listen to the FTW podcast. You can join the fantastic crew of men over there as they talk about all things wrestling related from TNA and WWE this week. Wednesday night, if Dan doesn't die, and I always have to throw a prefix in because you never know when that's going to happen.
You never know when any of us are going to...
Yeah, but only one of us has been hospitalized like 17 times in the last 3 months.
Okay.
This is true.
Hey, true. You know what, Jake, are you going to let Jake talk shit to you like that?
I'm going
to
ignore him. Okay. What I'm going to do.
All right.
Wednesday, you got Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phillips, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Dan Allen. And they're at 8, 7 Central.
Yep.
And Thursday night, I think there's a show on the network now called The Douchebag and the Dingo.
Wow. You invited me to this show, you bastard.
KKK Kyle and the Douchebag Dingo.
Oh, yeah, the double D.
The double D.
Also, it's no longer the double A.
Or we could go there. I don't know.
He's but double A, double D.
Oh, my God.
Double A, double D. AADD?
Dingo there. And the Fat Baby. That's from Rainbow Dash.
Dingo and the Fat Baby. Yes. Their show, Dingo and the Fat Baby, on Thursday nights at, I think, 9, 8 Central?
Yes.
All right.
Why don't you just curl into a bush and die, Adrian?
Why don't you stop fucking your mother? There.
Oh,
I'm sorry. He gets her and Kyle confused. It's hard to tell which one's which half the time.
What?
Whoa.
Nothing, buddy. Love you.
Oh, no. What, you little bastard?
Anyway, you can also check out articles on the website from Paul Jordan.
To remain
and Classics Angels by Michael Classic.
You can't burn me if I didn't hear the burn. That's not fair.
I said he gets you and his mom confused, so he doesn't know which one he's fucking half the time.
Oh, trust me, he'd know, because I'd make him my bitch.
The beards are very similar, so he gets
all
confused.
All the mom fucking talk is getting me Randy. To the singles bar from Rainbow Dash. Wow.
My Uncle Dash? Is that what you said?
Rainbow Dash.
Dirty Dash.
Whoa, hey, breaking news.
Punk Watch.
Punk Watch 2014.
Oh, yeah?
He may or may not be at Waldemar.
Thank you. That's from our insider, Richard.
That's our new Wrestling Observer insider, Richard Berghoff.
Yes. Much better at his job than Dave Meltzer. All right. And this St. Louis Cardinals update is brought to you by
Mobile on the Run.
Mobile on the Run. Because tomorrow I'm going to be enjoying myself 50 cent fountain drinks. They are at 500. We are in second place in the Central Division, 5 games back from the fucking Brewers.
Okay.
Where are we at in the wild card race?
Who fucking
cares?
I don't have that shit.
It's May.
A month and a half into the season.
Yeah, who cares about that? We're not first.
You guys aren't as good as the Tigers. So
we're not in second. Hell, we're not even in third. We're like fifth place in the fucking wild card.
If you ain't first, you're last. I've always said that.
This is true.
All right.
I think the whole NL West is ahead of us in the wild card race.
All right, so can we wrap this shit up?
Yeah. Also, let's see.
Big thanks to our special guests tonight, Richard and Kyle.
Thank you for being on the show.
God damn it. You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Classics Angels, best damn thing on the website. Other
already
Paul
did
George
that.
Writing. So, yeah.
Take care, Spike, your hair. Woo, you know what? Fuck off. We're done.
Whoa. Big thanks to our big thanks to our special guest, Mr. Richard 269.
Thank you.
Wow.
They love me.
Similar to his old wrestling reaction.
Yeah.
Let's see. And
no, I used to get booed. So
yeah.
That's and don't forget Kyle Robinson.
That's why I did that for you there, Richard, to make you feel
at home.
Make the dick feel at home. And from the wrestling niche, Kyle Robinson.
Hello. Better than what I thought you were going to do. So I'm okay with this.
What did you think I was going to do?
If you don't know, then it don't matter.
This?
Ow. That was very fucking loud.
I'm going to snap and shoot everyone on this network one day.
All right.
Who said this?
You know what? People have been wondering about that with me for
all right, well, Jake, given your announcement that you just made that, I don't think you're going to be able to get the passport to come to America.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Jose. Adios. Without a go, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters, like to remind everyone to eat, sleep, conquer, and repeat.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Hey, Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Also the client that broke the streak. Saying so long.
We will. Hey, what's our song this week, Adrian?
Oh, you know what? I really felt like Mother's Day.
I refuse to play the fucking Mr. T Hall of Fame induction speech, because that's 20 minutes of I love my mama.
No, I love my mother.
No.
I just want the song that came from the 80s from Mr. T.
What? Oh, God, no.
Why don't you use the promo from WWE?
Oh, no, Adrian picked out something worse. There's actually a song of I Love My Mother or something like
from
that.
From Mr. T from 1984. I'm not kidding you.
It's bad. So since Adrian lost this week, he got to pick the song. So anyway, like I said, let's just say adios, motherfucker. Well, okay, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bombed. Get the fuck out of here.
No, that's not your word.
Toodles. Fuck off. Let's do it.
Jesus Christ.
12. You couldn't be more than 5. You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Somebody.